Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Now, Barbara Friedman, of course, knows everything and everything there is to know about trending and how to trend. And we'll start off with a man who knows how to trend by opening up his pie hole. Donald Trump's McDonald's junk food feast at the White House. This is for a champion college football team. Certainly caused a little consternation, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it has caused a lot of mirth as well. Obviously, different views, but most people and late-night TV talk show hosts and Twitter for the last day have been posting endless jokes about it. So basically, again, another shutdown story. Because of the partial government shutdown, there aren't any chefs at the White House. Many federal workers are on this furlough. So he said, well, you know, there won't be any food. So, you know, we could get Melania to make some salads, but he thinks it's a better idea to go out and buy McDonald's and Wendy's, burgers and fries. And so there you had the White House dining room with the candelabras and the portrait of Abraham Lincoln, etc. And this table weighed down with these piles and silver platters of Mickey D's and the sauces in sort of in color-coded order. And people are saying that the team, the college football champion team, the Clemson Tigers, were actually stunned. They didn't quite believe what they were seeing. I mean, as others are saying, I don't think it's exactly the diet for football champions, McDonald's.
I think
they seem to be quite amused by it.
This is a great representation of his presidency. A beautiful platter which represents the potential of the United States. But all of that sullied by a greasy McDonald's burger on top of it. I think it really...
Also, you know, he bragged that there were 1,000 burgers. I mean, they could not have stayed hot. And there's nothing worse than a little cold McDonald's with a cold slap chip. I don't know.
I can't believe it. There's nothing worse than a cold McDonald's. But anyway, moving on. Let's talk about the Chinese have sprouted seeds on the moon for the first time.
Yeah, so you know they landed on the dark side of the moon some days ago, and that made big news. And now they say, I mean, it was a landing of an exploration drone ship. Not, it wasn't actually humans that went to the dark side of the moon, but apparently they have actually grown and sprouted seeds in that thing, and it's the first time that's ever been done. And the reason it's big news is that, you know, they've always thought that the moon might be a way station on the way to Mars, and this shows that maybe they can actually eventually harvest their own food in space, which would reduce the need to come back to Earth to resupply. But who knows? I mean, I don't know. You know, how much food can actually be grown. No, but it's a start.
I'm really excited about the finals one, this final story you have for us. A new armpit hair craze. Wow, tell us more.
Well, you know, there is this thing going on at the moment. In fact, John interviewed the woman from Britain on air, I think, last week. It's this thing about women growing their January hairy, growing your body hair. So women often feel pressured to shave under their arms, shave their legs, and here you're encouraged to grow your pit hair. But of course, now people have taken it another step and they are dyeing their hair. It's called the unicorn armpit hair. So you take that bit of hair under your armpits and you dye it into the 7 colors of the rainbow. And that is what they're calling unicorn pit hair. And it's becoming a big craze, and people are going on social media and posting pictures of their pits.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if the Brazilians are getting in on it. Anyway.
No, I'm not going to comment because apparently that is also included, yes.
Oh, okay,
it's all
cool.
Parts of your...
Okay.
And yeah. I don't know about your leg hair. I don't know if you can dye your leg hair in rainbow colors.
Some people have ear hair. I mean, that would be interesting. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Barbara, as always, great chance to you. Thank you very much for the lovely stories this morning, getting you talking. 0214.